Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lift your voices. Lift your voices. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated if you want to. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's a wind of change blowing, isn't there? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Put up 1 Peter 1:6, please. Praise you, Jesus. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if it need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Everybody is going to go through trials and when you're born again. Everybody's going to go through trials. God is a refiner. And he refines us like gold. He wants you and I to walk in the hundredfold anointing. And so it takes him working in us and going through trials. It either could be for faith. God wants us humble. There's one thing that people don't realize, how important being humble before God is. And God wants you to be in a position where you're willing to pay any price to help anybody get healed and so on and so forth. It's not about me. It's not about you. We don't draw attention to ourselves. That's what humble is. God wants you to get to a place. I was telling somebody, you know, Daniel was in the presence of God and he was sick for days after. I've experienced stuff like that. And it's true. What happens to the body? It doesn't mean the presence that comes through an individual when he's praying for somebody. I'm talking about something that God will give you an assignment. Like, for example, he gave me an assignment on awakening the prophetic in people's lives. And for a whole week, one day I went to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and never woke up till 6 o'clock in the morning. And my body felt like I'd been hit like a steamroller. Every muscle hurt, everything hurt me. And the only way I could get relief from it is going in the prayer closet and praying tongues. That's a trial. It doesn't mean it's going to happen to everybody, but there's a price for the anointing. And it's strange how God can anoint somebody and you can pray for somebody. And I prayed for 70 people up here. Go home, go to bed, wake up next morning. I may be a little drunk and stuff like that, but other than that, but this time, my wife's eyes, something happened to her eyes. Her eyes are all bloodshot and all swollen and everything else. They're fine now. It was a spiritual attack. My physical body, I'm only saying this because I believe I'm going to another level. And so I never complained to God about it. I just went in and prayed in tongues and got his presence back on my body. But it was quite a week after the 3-day ministering. It really was. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have trials, and God's a refiner. If everybody in here at one time or another says, I want to see miracles. I want to walk in the gifts of healing. Well, God's going to refine you. He's working with us all the time. And so all of us here will go through some type of trials. It depends who you are. See, we are the body of Christ, sons and daughters, kings and priests. We are the bride. Amen? And that's fine. But if you want to flow with God in some other areas, he's going to refine you. He's going to refine me. and he don't do it the way your mind wants it to be done. In other words, come on, God, just give me a glass of milk or something. I mean, we'll just get through this thing, and you can give me power, and nothing's going to happen, and so on and so forth. That's not the way it works, saints. Now, it depends where you are, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. But if you want 100-fold, God's a refiner. And he says, I'm going to humble you. So the message tonight is about God's trials and how God's trials will humble us, and God's trials will bring faith in our lives, and God's trials will make us put Jesus as the center of our lives, and he'll become more important than we are. Amen? So sometimes we come and we don't want to hear certain things, but when I went in my prayer closet and I said, Lord, I said, I want a word tonight, today, and I've never gotten one, it's been a long time anyway, the day before I minister. I got it on Thursday night, and he said, I want you to bring humble to the people. I want you to tell them what my word says about being humble and how testings and trials are important in their lives. And to stop complaining about the trial. Stop complaining about the testing. Stop complaining about how God's stretching your faith, how God's trying to get you to be humble. Stop complaining about it. You can complain all you want, but God says, tell them to stop complaining. You know why? God's allowing it. Amen? Hallelujah. If everybody would just be quiet for a minute and pray quietly in the Spirit. Pray in tongues quietly. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, from washing me in your blood. I thank you for your grace. I thank you that my name is written down in heaven. I thank you I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. I have an anointing. It's the Holy Spirit that's teaching me all things about you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I'm in right standing with you, Father God, through Jesus Christ. Right now, I receive the faith that's manifested in my life by your Spirit, and I speak and bind Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind principalities of powers in the name of Jesus. I bind Leviathan in the name of Jesus. I bind Apollyon in the name of Jesus. I release my faith and ask for the Shekinah glory to fill this place, that your Holy Spirit, Jesus, will take me deeper into you. This is our prayer. This is my confession in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he's going to refine us, and God's going to teach us. And some people, you need to be refined. You need to have faith. So God will have you go through testings and trials, so your faith. So we'll hang on. During that time, we'll hang on to Jesus. We'll have a confession of his name and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and the great grace that God is giving us and bringing us into. God wants to bring you into the holies of holies. God wants you to have the refining fire going on in your life. You've been baptized in the Holy Ghost with fire. He wants it to refine us. So if anybody here has a desire to go deeper with God, to experience God, then you're going to have to let God refine you. You're going to have to stop complaining. And every time you go through something, you're just going to praise him for the testing, praise him for the trial, worship him and praise him during that time. Confess the word of God. Knowing that he's doing something in your life. He's changing you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you really want to get into the anointing of God, and everybody here has an anointing. Everybody here has the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at some scriptures here tonight and just let God, the Holy Spirit, teach us. Number one, there is, you're going to be grieved. Some people don't like trials. I don't like them. I'm not in love with trials and testings and so on and so forth. But I know it's necessary, you see, for me to go where I want to go. It's necessary for God to refine me, to change me. Amen? Some people don't desire this, so it wouldn't be for you. So if you don't desire to go in the supernatural or the hundredfold anointing, then it's not for you. Don't worry about it. So I'm not here saying something that you got to do this. No, if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. As long as you're saved, that's the important thing, isn't it? Some people are hungry to go deeper. Some people are wanting to go into the Holy's Holies. Some people want to flow in the gifts. Some people want to be changed. Some people, let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, Philippians talks about. Let this mind be in you. You know something? Sometimes our mind is jealous of God's mind. Do you know that? We may not understand that, but sometimes our minds are jealous of the mind of Christ. And you have to experience that before you understand that. But if you want to experience it, God will let you experience it. He'll make it so clear to you. Hallelujah. And what it is, you see, we go to God for all our needs, and he's got to become more important than our needs, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So turn if you would, Sue, to Matthew 26, 39. Hallelujah. Matthew 26, 39. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." We know what that's all about. He was heading to the cross. "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." So that's where we have to get to that place. Not as I will, but as you will, Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. You see, take me through some trials and let your will be done in my life. I give you my will today. I give you my tongue today. But let your will be done. So when you come up against something, you're going to say, "God, let your will be done. Let your will be done in this matter." Don't let your mind rise up, and don't let your mind start cursing, and don't let your mind get mad and so on and so forth. It's a training time, a power that will work in you where you can calm your emotions down. You can redo your mind with the Word of God and so on and so forth. So when Jesus was going to be about to pass in and go to the cross, you and I are going to pass into various trials and testings, and God wants you tonight to understand that let God's will be done. The same thing that Jesus said. If you're going into a trial, if you're going into a testing, let your will be done. That's what should be coming out of your mouth and saying, "My God, I'm all beat up, Lord. I'm sick of this. I've done this and done that and so on and so forth." But rather, whatever you're in and you find yourself in a situation, God's allowing it because you're blood-bought, you're God's property, let thy will be done. That's humbling yourself, you see. Instead of complaining in that situation, let thy will be done. I'm telling you, God will refine you, and God will take you through it and take you out the other side, and you'll get a great victory. What Satan meant for bad, God will make it good. Amen? Hallelujah. So we learn from the Master. He was going to the cross for you and I, wasn't he? And he said, "I don't want to do this, Lord. I don't want to do this, Father God, but let thy will be done." There's times when I go through things, great mental testings, you see, and you got to let God's will be done. You got to let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. Instead of your own mind operating, you see, your own thoughts, how to handle a given situation, you got to say, "Let thy will be done." The Holy Spirit at that point will bring a scripture, a chapter to you, and how you're going to handle it. It's very easy to flow with the Holy Spirit. The trouble is, no one here likes testings and trials. We just like God's money. We like God's promises and God's blessings. We ought to. We're always after him for it. But God wants you to know that he wants you to walk in the hundredfold. There's a wind of change blowing right now, that he's going to change the body of Christ. He's going to change individuals. And he wants to know, will you come where I'm going to lead you? Are you willing to go through a testing, a trial? Are you willing to pay a price? Are you willing to be someone who's a servant? You see, that's what ministry is. You have to get to this place where you'd go. You'll do anything at any cost to get someone healed, to get someone saved. That's what God's talking about. That's what the refining is all about. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, James 4, 6, if you would, Sue, please, James 4, 6. Hallelujah. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So if you want more favor with God, you've got to learn to be humble. You've got to learn to get rid of pride, and you'll get more grace. You've got to learn to get rid of, you see, God resists the proud. Well, when you become humble, you're losing your pride. You're no longer, you're going to do what God tells you to do, even though it sounds weird or it's going to make people look at you or something like that. If you want more grace, God says you got to be humble. You got to learn to be humble. So God, the Holy Spirit, will take you and I through things, various trials, to humble us so we can get more grace, more favor with God. So God wants to bring you into that place where you can get the hundredfold anointing. That's where he's really hits his aim. He wants you to flow in the hundred. That means you're going to carry on and do the same thing he does. Amen? If you really want to get into this, saints, you really want to experience God, it's not just like walking in here and saying, here I am, God. You see, God's going to take you through various trials, and it's a lifetime commitment, saints. It could happen in 10 years, 5 years, but God will take you through various trials because he's refining you. He may be wanting you to become humble. He may want you to get rid of pride because he wants to give you more grace. He wants to give you favor in the anointing, favor in the hundredfold anointing, favor, you see, in the gifts of the Spirit where they just flow. That's what he wants to give us. That's what he wants to produce in us. Amen? And so it takes trials. It takes testings. It takes us dying to self. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise the Lord. Next is James 4:10. James 4:10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Well, it takes a process. In order to be humble, it takes a process. That means you're going to get rid of pride. He's going to take you through various trials. He's going to teach you how to be humble. And what it is, saints, it comes down to this. It's no longer about me. When I start becoming humble, it's about Jesus. It's not about getting money from God. You ought to seek the kingdom, you see. It's getting rid of all the things we're taught that we go to God for. It's just being humble. I know if I'm humble and I'll allow him to take me through various trials, that I'm going to get grace from God. And my whole aim is to set the oppressed and the captives free. And what price will I pay? How much study and how much trials will I go through so I can decrease? Because if I have more grace, obviously I can help more people, correct? Hallelujah. And so that means I'm going to get to a place where I'm not going to try to get you to financially back me. It's not wrong to tithe and give tithe and offering. I'm not talking about that. So don't go out of here bent out of shape talking about that. But I'm not going to lean to you for finances. I'm going to lean to God. God's going to supply my need. And he can do it through people, of course, but I'm not going to stand up here wasting my time trying to raise money because I may go under or whatever some people say and so on and so forth. See, when you're humble, you got Jesus first. It's not about you no more. You've gone through this whole testings and trials. You've gone through this refining, and you've realized it's not about you. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And only God knows if I'm humble or if you're humble. Only God knows that. Only God knows my heart. In other words, if I have, I'm before God, and I say, God, I need $1 million. Only God knows your heart. You see? So if I'm going to humble myself, he'll lift me up. He'll take me over those mountains. He'll take me over those attacks. He'll take me over the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I want to be humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn the next one, if you would, to Philippians 2:5. Philippians 2:5. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is the whole thing, saints. We go through these trials because we're trying to get the mind of Christ. Most of the time, or some of the time, we disagree with the mind of Christ. Do you know that? Let this mind. In other words, you've got to cooperate with the Word of God. You've got to cooperate with renewing your mind. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. Everybody said, I let his mind be in me. Well, if his thoughts were became your thoughts, he may tell you to do something strange. He may tell you to do something different than you've ever done before. He may take you beyond your own natural understanding into the supernatural realm. He may show you something, and then he may tell you, I want you to go tell everybody what I just showed you. And when you go tell everybody, they have never heard of it. They've never now you, they can find it in the Word of God. People will reject you when you start talking about the supernatural. So you have to learn to be rejected like he was. Let thy will be done. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. So you've got to cooperate with the mind of Christ. And when you get the mind of Christ in you operating, you'll realize that many times Jesus healed people without requiring anything from them. When you let God, the mind of Christ be in you, you're going to expand into areas and you're going to understand a bigger God. For example, we know that we teach people about faith, we teach people about believing, but when you go in the book of Mark, you'll find that Jesus healed many people and never required anything. That's why we need to let this mind be in us that's in Christ Jesus. So we can hear, if I'm in a prayer line up here, and I'm about to try to get someone to operate in faith, and the Holy Spirit says to me, no, the gift of healings are going to flow. There's no requirement on that part, on that person's part, because that person may be so hurt, so broken, they can't receive faith, or they can't mount up faith, or they can't walk in faith. So you'll find Jesus many times in the Bible. That's the reason why we got to let this mind be in us that's in Christ Jesus, because many times God requires nothing other than you praying for somebody, you having your faith built up. See, we got this one way track here where we teach people about faith, 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 believing. And I understand there's that message there too. And I understand it's impossible to please God without faith. When I come to God, I must believe he is. He's a rewarder of those. But many times in Scripture, Jesus touched and healed people and never required anything from them. Do you know that? So if you get on that one track and it's just faith, And you're not letting the mind of Christ operating you. The mind of Christ is going to expand you. In other words, if you're in a prayer line, I'm in this prayer line, and I'm thinking, she needs faith, and I'm going to try to get her to. You got to walk by faith. You got. And all the time, the Holy Spirit just does not going to require anything other than the gifts of healing is going to flow into her or him, whatever the case may be. Can you understand that? Hallelujah. So you go through a process of trials and everything else. You become humble. It becomes about Jesus in your life and hearing from the Holy Spirit in your life if you're going to help people. He's the one that's truly ministering through you. Can you see that? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now we'll jump down to 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. So if sometimes God does not require, and we just use the name of Jesus, that name is above cancer, sickness, disease, whatever, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, Jeff, before we go any further, orange number 1. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes I like to just stop and pray, play a song. Amen? Maybe some of you guys have gone to California. Hallelujah. Just listen to this. Just let the anointing flow through here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I have a royal spirit. Let that sink in a little bit there. Hallelujah. Say, if I become humble, I will destroy the independent power in my life. Hallelujah. There is rewards for becoming humble. Would you like to see some? Huh? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Sue, to 1 Kings. Hallelujah. 3. Chapter 3. Then we'll start at verse 9, I think. Always remember, this is a king, correct? It's too bad Washington, D.C. wouldn't humble themselves and do this. This is a king that's got everything, yet he's asking God for understanding, for God's understanding. This is humble. You see, he's positioned with everything he needs, but he doesn't have what he needs where he really desires, which is God's understanding. So it says in verse 8, and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to number or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? This speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing. See, this is the reward for being humble. This is a king. He's got everything, but he wants God. You see, he's not using his own thinking and so on and so forth. He's becoming humble. He's going to God and said, I want your understanding, God. So there's a reward for being humble. No matter what your education, no matter what your financial status is, you could have millions of dollars and you could be in great position and everything else. If you'll humble yourself before God. And that's what he's trying to say here. There is rewards for humbling yourself. Solomon humbled himself before God. And this is a reward he got. Then God went on in verse 11. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. What a powerful, how humble is that? You see, there's a reward for being humble, saints. For not going before God and wanting things for yourself. You'll arrive at a place, say, I'm telling you, the power of God will explode in your life. The financial blessings will explode in your life. The hundredfold full anointing will explode in your life. We've got to learn to go before God, not think of ourselves. And humble ourselves before God. Because God says, if you will, grace will explode in your life. Right? If you'll humble yourself and decide, grace will explode in your life. This king is now saying, I'm going to humble myself. I'm not going to go on all my training and all my my own wisdom and my finances and everything else. I need your wisdom to handle this. I need your understanding to handle this. I'm going to humble myself. That's being humble. When you got everything, and most people in here, some people in here have got lots, some people ain't got so much, but God says if you'll humble yourself, it pleased God. Verse 12, behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before, nor shall there be anyone like arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches, honor, so that you shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. If you'll walk in my ways and so on and so forth. God is saying here, he humbled himself. It pleased God. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for, and God just dumped it on him. God's grace just flowed into him. That's a true picture of being humble with getting rewards. That's a true picture, you see, saints. If we get into situations, we got to know that God's taken us through it because we're blood-bought. And if we don't complain, if we let that testing and that trial teach us, train us, whether God's trying to get us to be humble or walk in faith or walk in love. There's many things God takes us through trials for. And God is saying here, this is a good example. Do you really want to be rewarded by God? Then go to God and want to please Jesus and want to let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus and want to learn how to do it by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit and not let your mind be jealous over the mind of Christ. That may sound strange. You may not wake up to that till some other time, but you will. We have a royal spirit. We have a Holy Spirit. Amen? And it wants to teach us. It wants to teach us how to be humble. And he says there is rewards for being humble. So you don't look at yourself. You don't look at your bank account. You don't look. Even if you had lots of money. Let's say you had $10 million. If you're a Christian, you still got to have God. You still got to have understanding. So you go before God, not to try to get 2 million, another million. You go before God. I want to understand. Wherever position God's put you in, whether you're a teacher, whether you're in the fivefold, whether you're in the body of Christ, you see, you need God's understanding, how to flow in it. You need understanding how to flow in the body of Christ. Right? Because some people come in here for other different reasons. But God wants you to flow in the body of Christ. And the more we flow together, the more his Shekinah glory will fill this place. So we need understanding by the Holy Spirit, and he may have to refine a whole church, a body in a particular place. to refine them so they learn how to flow together. They learn how to love one another. Maybe we got a body of believers that don't care about each other very much. And you may go through, the body may go through testings and trials, you see, to learn how to get along, how to love one another, how to pray for one another, how to intercede for one another. And that comes through the Holy Spirit teaching us, getting understanding. How does God want me to flow in this body that would please God? You understand what I'm saying here? And so he had to deal with people. God wants us, because the more we get along, the more we agree, the more we pray, the more the Spirit of God, the anointing is going to fill this place. So if you're going through some kind of testing and trial, listen, saints, just love God. Just praise God, because God's trying to teach you either how to walk in faith, how to be humble, how to love, how to forgive, how to intercede, whatever he's trying to teach you through that. And everybody's different. And he's not teaching everybody how to be humble at one time or everybody how to walk in faith. But each individual here is part of the body of Christ. They finger a thumb, and he's trying to teach us how to flow. See, how the body can flow like they did in the upper room. Amen? See, it's lacking today. Everybody is about their business. Whether it be that church over there, that church over there, that church over there, you see. And we almost clap when someone goes down, when someone has been tempted and falls into a temptation and so on. So we almost clap. We almost say, We are to pray for those who despitefully use us. How can we function to make the Spirit of God flow more and more and more in here? Well, this church may go through all kinds of trials that each individual say, I'm getting out of there. Something wrong over there. That's the first thing we want to do. We want to run. But God says, if you'll stay here, you see, and if you'll humble yourself, I'll give you understanding how to flow together. People will get saved. People will get healed. My presence will fill this place. So he may take a whole body, including me, the pastor, through some trials. This is, and eventually you're either going to go in the prayer closet and say, why is all this going on, God? And guess what? He'll tell you. But there's reward, saints. Wouldn't you like to see the glory of God fill in this place and see people bounce out of wheelchairs and eyes be open, people coming down the aisle to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? We need his understanding. We need his wisdom. And we need to find out, am I to flow here? Where am I supposed to be? You ever notice how people bounce around? They change churches every 3 years. It's almost like cafeteria stuff. I don't want to eat that no more. See, I can get up in the morning and eat my blueberries and two toasts and drink my coffee and a little bit of banana. I can do that 7 days a week, all year round. My wife thinks likes a little differently. She likes this and that and so on and so forth. She does that but me, see, I just. She knows that. Yeah, I don't. I could eat a sandwich once a day. And many times do it. There's rewards for being humble. There's rewards for coming through trials and testings and getting the benefit of that trial and that testing. Being refined by God. There's a reward it would be unbelievable. You'd see the apostles flowed in the hundredfold anointing. And we had to build on the apostles of Christ being the chief cornerstone. Listen to me, saints. There's people whose minds are jealous of God. Jealous of God. Jealous of the mind of Christ. And why? What do? We try to go out and copycat Jesus, and we're not anointed and called there at all. I can do that. I got the authority. He said, I can do that. And we don't see it working. We don't see it happening. You know what that is? You're jealous of the mind of Christ. And we see it all the time, don't we, in the charismatic and full gospel and Pentecostal movement. I'm not saying everybody. Someone's sitting here saying, well, he don't do that over there. That's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:4. Praise you, Jesus. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of God, of heaven. See, if we got it, we have to have a teachable spirit. We have to humble ourselves. We have to remain as children as far as God's concerned. A child can be taught, right? If I grow up and I say, well, I speak in tongues and I know about the Bible and I don't, and you can't be mentored and you don't grow and you're the same 8 years later and 10 years later and so on and so forth, guess what? You haven't remained as a child. God wants to teach you as a child. God wants to train up a child how he should go, you see. So God is saying here tonight, number one, there's going to be various trials. Don't complain, you see. There is going to be the mind of Christ involved in this. There is going to be let thy will be done. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. So humble is a very, very important thing with God. Humble ourselves in the presence of God. He'll give us grace. It'll bring grace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hey, Jeff, play... I'm in the wrong one. Wait a minute. Number 7 in the orange. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Are you blessed? Was that just a... No, I'm talking. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Of the Spirit of Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Back here, what is your name, dear? Teresa? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. God is about to turn something around in your life. There has been something that's been real stagnant. It's really been almost an upheaval of an emotion in you. And God's going to turn something around. God's going to bring some peace into your life. And he's going to adjust something by his grace that's really going to make you get into the joy of the Lord and truly believe that there has been a quiet time that God's not there or something, and nothing is happening and that you've been praying about and so on and so forth. God says the answers are coming, and God says his grace is going to be upon you, and God is going to move. There's some kind of something's in your way, and God's going to move it out of your way, and God's going to bless you, and God says he'll do it because he loves you and because he's heard your prayers that have been going on for some 3 years now. And so God says it's all going to be turned around because God's grace is going to come to you, God's joy is going to come to you, and you're going to feel like a different person, because you know why? You're going to be a different person. Your countenance is going to change, your situation in your life and your emotions are going to change, because God says his love is going to touch you, his power is going to touch you. And that which is in your way is no longer in your way no more. You're a free woman, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's that netting sitting next to you? No, this way. What's your name, dear? Courtney. Hallelujah. The reason why I asked the first name, because it's on the CD. That's the reason why I asked that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There has been something sad about your life. Something sad has touched your life. And God says the latter rain, you've heard about the latter rain, you've heard about the dew of heaven. That dew, that presence of God is going to touch your life. And it's going to kind of overshadow you so that there won't be no more that. It's almost like you're being distilled by God, being turned into something different. And God's going to start working in your life and start bringing some peace into your life and start showing you some direction. There's going to be some wisdom that comes to you, and the wisdom will bring understanding to your life. But there has been some disruption, and God says, now you're going to be on the highway of holiness. You're going to be on a new path. I'm going to place you on a place, and you're going to understand what I'm saying right now, what God's saying to you. You're going to understand that. Eventually, you're going to replay it, and God's going to talk to your heart, and God's going to talk to your mind, and God's going to direct your life. There has been a really dark spot. I can see a dark spot with the blue on this side and the blue on this side, and God's removing a dark spot, and the presence of God is going to come into your home, is going to come into your life and into your mind, and it's going to change things. You're going to have a peace where there's a disruption going on. You're going to have a peace that God's going to place in your life. The dark spot is leaving right now, leaving right now. God says it's going right now, and it's going to leave your life. You're going to have a happiness. That blue, which represents the colors of God, is coming into your life and is going to bring a peace and direction in your life. God says you kept looking back at times and kept looking back, and the enemy's been throwing thoughts in your mind, and the wiles of the devil's been throwing. God says he's going to teach you how to hold up the shield and no longer accept those thoughts. Only the mind of Christ will you accept. Only the word of God will you accept. And when you start doing that and stop running the old film, God says there's going to be a great freedom that comes into your mind, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I don't know if any of you understand the gifts, but that's kind of the word of wisdom there. It tells about the problem and gives the answer what God's going to do. That's just a kind of overview of how the word of wisdom operates. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is your name back here, young man? You just told me before I come in. What's your name? Yeah. Cal? This is your wife? How long have you been married? 57 years. Give it, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is talking about some finances. God wants you comfortable in some areas. And there's something about finances. I don't know where they're coming from, but God's a miracle. All things are possible with God. There's something about finances going to come into your life. And God's going to have you more comfortable than you already are. Are you comfortable financially right now? Hey, you're being honest. Well, that's what God's talking about. There's something coming into your life. I don't know if you've been expecting something, but God's going to move something into your direction, into your lives. Hallelujah. There's also, which one of you, either one of you having trouble sleeping at night? Do you sleep all right at night? You both do? Well, God's going to wake you up now, once in a while. No, he's going to start talking to you, give you direction. Sometimes that's the best time that you can hear from God is at night. Hallelujah. Do both of you pray in the Spirit? You both do? Praise God. 57 years. Hallelujah. Well, just look for some financial blessings. Don't let the devil steal it because God's going to turn something over to you guys. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Is there any sickness in here? Any stomach problems, back problems, shoulder problems? Any sickness in your bodies in here? Anybody having problems? Come up here, dear. Come up with her husband. Come up here with her, please. Hallelujah. Anybody else who has problems, come on up here too. Praise you, Jesus. What's going on in your body, dear? Wow. And it's
24/7.
And it's right now too.
Amen.
Okay. That's your left side, right? Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's pins and needles, what? Your face, the shoulders, the whole?
Right down the center.
The whole. Wow. Praise God. We'll just see what God's going to do about that. Hallelujah. Is your body all right, young man? Oh, they took it out.
That's right.
Oh.
Emergency.
Wow.
But I'm fine now.
Wow.
I'm healthy.
Yes. Praise God.
And I'm healthy.
Good. Close your eyes. Raise your hands to him. Hallelujah. You want to take your hand off, ma? Just take your hand right off, ma. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, I release my faith, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, all these pins and needles, Lord. Is healed in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your wonderful power, Lord Jesus. Oh, we recognize you as our healer, Lord Jesus. And so I release my faith in Jesus' name, and I speak to this right now, these pins and needles, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, I command it all to
go
in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand right around here, young man. You might as well get some too, right?
Amen.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Raise your hands there. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Everybody raise their hands and praise the Lord. Raise your hands, Maxine. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the presence upon Maxine, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that things are being changed right now, Lord, in her emotions, in her mind, in her body right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, things are being changed by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Change, change, change. Hallelujah. Yes, I touch her right now. Elosi, what's her name?
Eloise.
Oh, hallelujah. I touch her body right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, right now, Lord. I touch her right now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let the wind of change, Lord. The wind of change. The power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah,
it's
Father God.
For Matthew.
Praise you, Jesus. I touch Matthew right now. I release my faith in the name of Jesus. I touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. I cancel every bit of sickness in his body, Lord. I touch his emotions and his mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that the cloud, the glory cloud, the presence of you, Lord Jesus, is in that home, Lord, descending upon him right now. Your wonderful touch of love, Lord Jesus Christ, touching his body in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anybody else want prayer? That was for sickness, so supposedly.
I take two hands.
You got what, dear?
As many hands as I can get to get me up.
Two hands? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Well, how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. And by faith I perceived it, and that's it. Period.
Praise God. Where are you from? England or something?
Ireland.
Yes.
Oh,
what part of Ireland?
No.
Dublin. How long you been here?
I came, left Ireland in 1951. And I came to the United States in 61.
My wife's mother's from Donegal.
Oh, lovely place.
Is it?
You've been there?
No, no, her mother.
Oh, well, you should go. You've got cousins there.
Oh, my. Donegal. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the cloud, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see you breaking chains off in people. There's a whole line of people, and those chains were just snapped, 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 snapped. Hallelujah. God's going to move you into a whole new place of anointing, and you're going to start speaking boldly into people's lives, some things that God is showing you, and it's going to break chains. It's going to break bondages in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Let him receive, Lord, the anointing of the Spirit of God, Lord, as I speak into him. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is talking, the word comes to me, journey, but it's a spiritual journey. God's taking you on a new spiritual journey. He's going to let you see things that you haven't seen before and experience things you haven't experienced before. It's a spiritual journey. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, or into the heart of man. God says, my son, your eyes have not seen this, or have your ears heard. But the Holy Spirit's going to take you into the deeper things of God, a spiritual journey. But God says it's going to take time to learn and to do what you're seeing. Until God tells you to do it, you're just going to look at it, you're going to see it. And God's going to start training you in each one of those. He's going to start training your eyes. He's going to start training your ears. And God says this spiritual journey is going to be an awakening in your life. There has been just some dryness and the same old thing and same old thing. It's a good thing because it's a God thing. But God says, my son, it's a new journey. There's a new journey, a spiritual awakening coming in your life. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister right now, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can hear a cry from within you, and God's going to answer that. That's almost a cry like you don't know what to do. You don't know, you're not quite sure about some things. And it's a cry unto God. And God says, my daughter, I've heard your cry and I've heard your prayers. And I'm going to send you the understanding by my spirit within your spirit. I'm going to awaken you to some things that you haven't been awakened. That's the reason why you have this sometimes wishwashy emotions that go on sometimes about here or there or other places. God says, you're going to be sound. You're going to be sound in this in Jesus' name. You're going to be sound because God's going to teach you and raise you up, and he's going to give you the equipment, the power of the Holy Spirit that you need to break through some places that you'll know because you know that God's sending you or God's calling you or God's bringing you, whichever direction the case that you may go, that God's going to be involved in it, and he's directing your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sue's life right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've heard the prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've heard the cries, Lord. We thank you, Lord, there'll be no more undecisions everything seems to be at a distance. Everything seems to be at a distance, but God says, no more. I'm coming close to you. I'm coming close to you. I'm coming into your spirit close to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you. For praying myself also. I'm not sure what she wants prayer for.
What do you want prayer for? Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch him, Lord. Oh, presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, your wonderful presence, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you. Ooh. Hallelujah. Good job. I didn't. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let your cloud, Lord, your presence, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ooh. Ooh. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Just let the peace of God fill your life right now. I prophesy the peace of Jesus, not only in Israel, but into this body right here. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus in the Jerusalem, the blood of Jesus over Israel and the leadership, the peace of God into this body, a wind, a new awakening into this body right now in Jesus' name. Oh, your presence in this place, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you and we honor you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. You are the King. You are the Son of the Most High God. Oh, we thank you for saving us, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you, Lord, that we want to look at trials and testings differently now in various trials, Lord. We want to learn from these trials. Is it faith? Is it love you're teaching us? Is it to be humble, Lord? Oh, help us, Holy Spirit, to learn from these various trials and to know that God's allowing it, but they're not going to last forever. We're going to break through. We're going to break out. Hallelujah. There's going to be a breakout of miracles. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just for a short time. Just for a short time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What's your name back here? The back pew. Yeah, you. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, you, dear. You, yeah, what's your name? Aaron? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come up here, Aaron. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's going about gonna release an anointing in your life. How old are you now?
18.
Are you still in school? Just graduated. God's about to release an anointing in your life, and it's going to require obedience. And God's going to cause you to go some places that maybe your heart don't want you to go. But God's going to change that. God's going to change your thinking about some things. There's some things that you've been disobedient in, and God's going to bring you into obedience because you do care. How long you've been saved? All your life. Did you ever say, Jesus, I receive you into my life? You done a long time ago? Okay, I'm supposed to say that. But God's going to release an anointing. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
God's going to release an anointing in your life. Do you work with teens?
Yes.
You do now? I thought so. God is going to release an anointing. Oh, you'll be around these young people for a while, and you'll release some things into some mantles and things into them. But God is, that's not your calling. That's not what God's going to have you finish up at. God's going to release an anointing in your life, and you're going way beyond just working with teens. You're going to set some people free. You're going to bring people to me, saith the Lord, like never before. You're going to have some wisdom in your life and some understanding. The anointing is going to break the yoke. There's been some rebellious times in your life about things, and God says that's okay, because he's going to turn that around. He's going to work with you. His love is going to touch you like never before. I'm going to release some anointing into your life tonight. God says it's going to absolutely cause you to rise up and see into some things that you haven't seen before. God, a whole new change is coming into your life, but it's for the benefit of Jesus and other people. Okay?
Right.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Faith in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the mantle. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the change. Thank you for his call right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he'll bless many teens, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he'll, from this moment forward, release anointing in the teens' lives, Lord, releasing the word of God, releasing through his hands a fresh anointing in the teens' lives and bringing them into the kingdom by introducing them to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for great changes are coming in his life. And when great changes are allowed in his life, great changes will come in other people's lives. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you and we honor you tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, just you being our Lord and our Savior, and how your presence filled this place tonight, Lord. And you have allowed us to experience you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We just lift you up, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Well, praise God. Amen. Give him a clap offering here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you blessed?
Yes.
Let's thank Jesus again. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If you want a CD, they're over there. It takes you about 3 minutes. If you want a DVD, they're over there. It takes you about 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Shake someone's hand, say something nice, and God bless you.